Thank you, Commissioner Sharp. Everybody grab their chair real tight right now, because we're launching into a non-resident waterfall discussion. What I'd like to investigate, without increasing the number of licenses, is what it would take to move the 10-day non-resident waterfowl license to a 2-5-day, so it would sort of mirror what we do with non-resident pheasant hunting. So somebody could come over, you know, get a license, come over, hunt for 5 days, go home, and then come back over and hunt for 5 days. My impression is that you can kind of start, you can happen to visit South Dakota, and if you have a 5-day pheasant license, you can log in online and start your pheasant license so you can hunt. And I think that would be a valuable ability of our non-resident waterfowl, because if you plan your trip right now, you can come over, and if the weather's not right, the waterfowl aren't moving through, you're probably not going to have a chance to hunt. But if you have the ability to do your 2-5-day, you can watch the weather, find out the weather's changing, and decide to have a quick trip over here, you can start your license. So that's what I'd like to investigate, what it would take to, what are the obstacles to making that happen, what it would do for us, what it would do to us, and just essentially get some information on that idea.
At the next meeting.
So, Tony, are you going to?
Sure, I can respond? Address that briefly. Thanks for the topic, Commissioner Sharp. And this is one that has come up in the conversation before, pointing out that both the provision that allows for 2 5-day periods for small game and also requires the 10 days for those regular waterfowl licenses to be contiguous are both contained within state statute. So there is a statute that says small game hunters can select two separate 5-day periods that can be together, a contiguous 10 days or separate, and a separate state statute describes that waterfowl license as being valid for 10 continuous days. So that we could talk about this some more again at our October commission meeting, but just for your information right now, it would require action in the form of legislation for that change to occur.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Tony. And I think that's, you know, I've had friends from out of state that enjoy coming back to South Dakota to waterfowl hunt, and that was a suggestion that came from them just to provide flexibility. And we all know that waterfowl traffic patterns have changed over time. You know, crop, who plants what in Canada has changed over time. And so I think the original 10-day probably worked out pretty good. And I think looking at this as a potential change would be worth our time and effort, frankly. So thank you for that, and I'll look forward to more information at our next meeting.
Okay. That's good.
Thank you. So let's go to finalizations. Number 14, Velvet.